We're back to the Neil Haley Show, and you know, my guest today is so excited about his latest project. Sir, how are you? And I know you're excited about what's happening. Give us an update of what your latest projects are for your fans.
Oh, yes. Thank you for having me on. Breaking Olympia, the Phil Heath story, my story, coming out March 26th, co-produced by Seven Bucks Productions with Danny Garcia, Dwayne Johnson. Very, very excited to share this with everyone around the world on all VOD platforms. It's basically my last dance. And it also derives from growing up in Seattle, Washington, going through different trials and tribulations, earning a Division I scholarship to the University of Denver, where I played all 4 years, then transitioning into the sport that I never thought I would be competing in, let alone becoming one of the greatest of all time in the sport of bodybuilding.
Yeah, Phil, and how did that happen? You know, you said you were an athlete and then decided you'd be a bodybuilder. I'm a former professional wrestler about to make my comeback into professional wrestling at 51 years old. I retired in 99 and I have a documentary I'm working on. So kind of very interesting parallels in certain aspects. But when you just came and said to yourself, you know what, bodybuilding after, you know, after playing football and stuff, it fit perfectly, didn't it?
Yeah. Playing Division I basketball, I mean, it was something that I really, really enjoyed. And unfortunately, I didn't have the career in college that I had hoped for, let alone saw. You know, I was growing up in Seattle, went to Rainier Beach High School. I had a high school teammate by the name of Jamal Crawford, who played just under 20 years in the NBA, right? So I was able to see his meteoric rise and getting picked up after not even a full season at the University of Michigan. Where, you know, I was like, wait a minute, like he's getting, you know, he's living the dream, you know, he's living my dream. Yeah. My dream is, you know, and he's going through that and I'm seeing other people I know do that. And I got really depressed because it wasn't happening for me. And lo and behold, as I was in a computer programming class, because I majored in IT, I'm looking at this guy sitting next to me and he's always eating, you know, chicken breast and fish and rice and broccoli and stuff. And I'm like, what's going on? And he's got these bodybuilders on his laptop screen. And I asked him, like, what's that all about? And he was like, well, you got to leave the varsity weight room and come to the student weight room. So I went there, checked them out. I was like, wow, this is pretty cool. Like everybody's, you know, working on the aesthetic aspect of it. Obviously, there's a health benefit, but just the aesthetics. And for basketball, you're just focusing on, you know, peak performance, you know, functional, you know, strength and mobility. And next thing you know, I started supporting some friends that were competing locally. And then I was enticed to do a show. And I would say enticed because I felt like I was tricked into doing it. but those friends had a vision and they knew that I would, you know, stomp a hole in everyone's chest on that bodybuilding stage, man. And I went ahead and did my first amateur show in Boulder, Colorado, over 20 years ago. And, won every category, the novice and the open overall title. And, you know, I just kept winning. I went undefeated as an amateur, went in the 2005 Mr. USA. Next thing you know, I'm getting sponsors left and right, traveling the world, went through, as of right now, I've gone through 6 passports. I'm on my 6th passport now. It's just a whirlwind, but I'm so very thankful for it.
What position did you play in college basketball?
I was a combo guard. So, you know, I played the 2 on offense, of course, being 5'9", I was playing, you know, the 1 on defense. So, you know, yeah, I was a really good shooting guard, you know, but I played, my specialty was defense. I could really defend.
Okay. I'm 6'10". I played D3 college basketball for 1 year, then got recruited to be a professional wrestler, left college, and then went and did the minor leagues, almost made it to the I did a WWE once and was in Germany. So kind of an interesting process, then went back and became a teacher and then got back in the media with my own brand. And now I'm an entrepreneur and all that. So now I'm going down that documentary journey as well. When you first had the idea of this documentary, did someone approach you on this? And then you said, okay, I got to go find the team, or did they come to you?
They actually came to me. I was approached by Adam Scorgi of Scorgi Productions and his director, Brett Harvey. They've done a number of other projects from Danny Trejo's Doc, the inmate one. They've done the Donovan Bailey Experience. They've done the Michael Bisping Doc and various others. In fact, they've done mine. And then shortly thereafter, they were working on Dolph Lundgren's doc. So they've done a really, they've done a lot of cool work. But yeah, when they approached me with this, you know, I sat back and I was like, okay, what is this going to be about? Because I've done projects before where, you know, we're just talking about weightlifting. And they're like, no, we want to talk about you as a human being. We want the world to know who you are, what you've gone through, the mental fortitude, the emotional intelligence, the ups and the downs, the depths of hell that you had to get yourself through. And I thought, you know what? I've never really shared this in its most vulnerable, authentic state. And I signed up. And then next thing you know, I was actually working with Danny Garcia of the Garcia Companies. And, you know, she was so awesome to then introduce me to Dwayne. And she was actually already working with the Olympia in a production format. So with her being, she's an IFBB pro as well. It just really made a great team, you know, to be able to have Scorchy Productions, but also co-produced by $7.
I mean, when they first approached you, it wasn't there. Like it didn't happen overnight when you go and have an idea for a documentary to get to that level, right? It took a lot of
work. Correct. It took a ton of work, but you know, I'm so glad that, you know, it all came into fruition. I mean, you know, to be able to raise the money, to get it done, to be able to have the right sequencing and timing. I mean, that's everything, right? You can put everything as far as your hard work, your ideas, but if it's not of the right timing and sequence, it usually doesn't penetrate the way it's supposed to. And when we were initially finished, it was in 2019. And then we kind of looked at each other, like all of us like, oh man, it's really good, but I think there's something missing. And then next thing you know, COVID hit. And we're like, there it is. Because I was already thinking about making a comeback anyway. And I thought, if I were to come back, why not come back with the greatest nemesis of all time? You know, like a complete lockdown. And to show the world like how I go through that. And, you know, I had a 27-month layoff due to two hernia surgeries. So I thought, well, if I'm going to prove to people like how to persevere, you know, because a lot of people talk about, oh, you got to be resilient, you got to persevere through things and this and that. You know, when you put your title on the line, you know, that shows a lot of grit, that shows a lot of courage. And I want people to do the same in their life. I want the people to have those limiting beliefs and get rid of them.
100%.
And I can't tell people to do that if I'm too scared to put my legacy on the line, to go towards something that is not going to, you know, I looked at it like COVID is going to prove to me just how bad I want things to work out in life. I have to look at it as an opportunity to see who I am as a person. You know, you can't always compete when it's the best time, you know, when it's everything is perfect. That's not life. You know, you have to compete sometimes when it's all against all odds, right? So it gave us a great opportunity. We're able to capture it. And again, you know, I was able to talk about all of my feelings, and I'm so thankful through the process that I was able to do that, because normally you're just, you know, you're just not in that space of vulnerability to share. And this required it. This really required it. And I'm so happy for everyone.
I'm excited for you. I'm excited. It's going to be interesting. I'm going to definitely check it out. You know, you think about what my process right now in that documentary phase and then more of a docuseries thing I'm trying to create, like Wrestlers. But what a great opportunity. And Phil, I'm wishing you all the best. And people, now again on March 26th, it's coming out, right? Digital and VOD starting March 26th. People need to check it out. Best place they can find it. Where can they go?
Best place, go on Prime. I know everybody's got Prime. So Prime Video, you're going to be able to watch that for sure.
All right. Thanks again. Appreciate it, sir.
Thank you. Best of luck.
You too. Listen and watch the Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.